Everybody, look, it's the nerd of Christmas past.
Uncle Steve, why are you wearing a fire extinguisher?
Well, Richie, this is my latest invention, the amazing Ergo Super Turbo Tree Flocker.
A tree flocker?
Yep, I can flock anything in less than 30 seconds.
I'm not interested.
Oh, gosh, OG, a cranky mocker. So rest your tush in this here rocker while I demonstrate my turbo flocker. Did I do that?
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every seam.
Days go by,
it's the bigger love of the family.
And hang it back up on your Christmas tree.
I'm doing a little last minute Christmas shopping.
My cheerleading squad was handing out toys to orphan kids, so while I was here, I picked up this gift I had on layaway.
Well, it's snowing to beat the band, and you could catch your death, young lady. Now, come along and let me drive you home. Whoa!
Oh, Steve!
Don't worry, I'm fine. This bag broke my fall. And my fall broke this bag.
Steve, this was a crystal vase for my mother.
Well, don't worry. I'll give you the gift I got for my mom. A handsome pair of earth shoes.
I have had it with you, Steve. Now wind up that car and drive out of my life.
Now, Laura, you don't mean that.
Yes, I do. I don't want to think about you, I don't want to talk about you, and I don't want to hear about you. From now on, you don't exist. Now go.
All right, Laura. I'll go. But I'll never stop loving you.
You always do this. You mess up my life, and then when I get mad at you, you make me feel guilty about it. Well, this time, it isn't gonna work. You know what?
What?
I wish you knew what it was like to be me.
see you sit down. Like you appeared out of thin air.
I did. Well, now, don't be frightened, Laura.
How'd you know my name? I've never seen you before.
I know. But I've been watching you ever since the day you were born. I'm your guardian angel.
Goodbye.
My wings yet, and I play the keyboards.
Look, you better leave me alone. My dad's a cop.
I'm not chill, baby girl. You still don't believe me, do you? Well, check this out.
What's that?
That's my remote control.
Well, what does it control?
Just about everything. Like, you tired of snow?
Could have been a coincidence.
Let's try this one. All right.
Whoa. Now that's good.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You should hear me play keyboards. I do this Ray Charles number. It's serious.
You're really my guardian angel?
Yep, Tyrone P. Jackson. But you can call me Ty. See, I was sent down here to grant your wish.
Wish?
Mm-hmm. And if I do a good job, I get my wings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, if you go to a restaurant in heaven and you don't have your wings, they sit you right next to the kitchen.
You said something about granting my wish. What wish?
You wish that Steve Urkel could find out what it's like to be you. So here we go.
Hey, that's my house.
Yep. We're watching ABC, the Angel Broadcasting Channel. Great reception.
I'm flat broke, Dad. Could you give me some money so I can finish my Christmas shopping?
How much do you need?
Well, now that depends. How nice a gift do you want?
I tell you what. Why not give me cash for Christmas? Thanks for the present, son.
Dad, cash is so impersonal.
Edward, why can't you manage money like your brother Steve? He finished his shopping weeks ago and never asked me for a penny.
Hey, Dad, Edward. I'm going to the mall to help hand out toys to orphan kids.
That's wonderful, son. Look at him. Charming, handsome, popular. Steve is the perfect son.
Steve is my brother?
No, he's Eddie's brother. Remember, you wish that Steve could find out what it's like to be you. Now you're about to find out what it's like to be Steve Urkel. So, you're the Winslow family's annoying next-door neighbor, Laura Urkel.
I look like a total geek. Turn it off.
No, not yet. See, you know what it looks like to be Steve Urkel, but you don't know what it feels like.
Hey! What are you doing?
Ah, What do you want, Laura?
Your hand in marriage, but I'll settle for a Christmas cancel.
Forget it.
Oh, come on. Lay one on me, macho man.
Get lost, Laura.
All right.
Yeah, why are you so happy? He just told you to get lost.
I know, but he said, get lost, Laura. Yesterday, it was get lost, Fido face. I'm wearing you down, baby.
It's a gingerbread house. It took me 2 whole days to finish it.
Oh, can I be the first to lick your chimney?
Hey, be careful. This is a work of art.
No, it's a work of Harriet. Get it? Art, Harriet.
Go home, Laura.
Well, I can't right now.
Why not?
Well, I invented an automatic poultry stuffer. Unfortunately, the pesky machine mistook my mom for a Christmas goose.
Ooh. Yo, what'd she say?
Well, she said...
Pudding Pop, and I never will be.
Oh, yes, you will. One day, my charms will overwhelm you. And then you'll fall into my arms, and I'll bear you a busload of fine, strong sons.
And pay attention to what I'm saying, Laura, okay? Okay? Are you paying attention, Laura?
Oh, you have beautiful eyes.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
And your nostrils are perfect.
Quiet!
Oh, they flared. Whoa, Daddy, hormone rush!
Just stop it. Stop it. That I have had it with you, Laura. I want you out of my life.
Oh, you don't mean that, sweetums.
Oh, yes, I do. I don't want to think about you, I don't want to talk about you, and I don't want to hear about you. From this moment on, you don't exist. Now go.
All right. I'll go. But I'll never stop loving you. Goodbye, Steve.
Goodbye and good riddance.
A nerd, and I acted like a nerd, but
what?
But I have feelings just like anybody else. I mean, I love Steve with all my heart. But he didn't love me back. It was awful.
Oh, really?
You know what? I should have been nicer to Steve. I wish I hadn't yelled at him and hurt his feelings.
Bingo. Now that's the wish I'm really here to grant.
It is?
That's right. Well, take care, baby girl. I've got to get back to my Christmas shopping.
Wait. What's going to happen to me?
Well, you wish that you could be nice to Steve. So I'm going to send you back in time, give you a second chance.
Well, will you get your wings?
I don't know. But keep your eyes peeled. Because every time a star lights up, an angel gets his wings.
Well, I sure hope you get yours.
Me too. So long, Laura.
So long, Ty.
Merry Christmas.
And thanks.
Now, come along and let me drive you home. Wow!
Steve!
And don't worry, I'm fine. This bag broke my fall. And my fall broke this bag.
Hey, don't worry about it. The important thing is you're okay.
What?
Steve, will you drive me home?
Why, I must have an eardrum on the front. It sounded like you just asked me to drive you home.
I did. And if you're not too busy, I'd like for you to spend Christmas Eve with me and my family. Is that all right with you?
Is Mrs. Claus a chubby chaser? Why, I'll be there, baby, with the jingle bells on.
The star didn't light up.
Oh, great. Now I have to unplug everything to find out the problem.
Oh, don't worry about it, Carl. The tree looks beautiful.
Yeah, Carl, relax. Have a glass of eggnog.
Oh, Lara. Lara, I sure was shocked when you invited me to spend Christmas Eve with you.
You were?
Why, yes. I can only think of two reasons why you would extend such a wonderful invitation. Well, either your feelings for me have changed, or you've suffered a nervous breakdown.
Let's just put it this way. From now on, I'm going to try very hard not to hurt your feelings.
You love me, don't you?
Hey, look at the star!
Way to go, Ty.
Alara? Who are you talking to?
Oh, my guardian angel. He just got his wings.
Oh, of course. Nervous breakdown.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.